Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for downloading the John Contreras Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
Live from America's finest city, it's the John Cantara Show.
Doctor!
Now, here's the coach, John Cantara, on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, you got me until 3 o'clock, and then we got Gwen and Chris taking over. Remember, I'll be off tomorrow. You can't get at me. You can't get at me tomorrow until tomorrow night, our high school football show, 9 to 11, with yours truly and Braden Suprenant. And again, I want to remind everyone, we got a great football game down in the South Bay. Looking forward to going down to that brand-new stadium just opened last year at Hilltop High. We'll have Bonita Vista. The Barons coming in at 3-2, taking on the 4-1 Hilltop Lancers. We'll have it for you on the Radio.com app on Friday night at 7 o'clock. So looking forward to that. And before I get back into Joe Girardi again, I'm going to throw out the phone numbers because I know everybody's got an opinion on everything when it comes to the Padres. And thanks again to Bill Center who joined us in the last half hour. The Padres... And nobody's really made mention of this. And I'm really surprised. In the age of numbers, I'm really surprised nobody's made mention of this other than yours truly. I haven't seen it written anywhere. I haven't seen it talked about at all. And it's probably something you don't really want to talk about. But tonight, the Padres enter the ballgame with 1,526 strikeouts on the season of their offensive players. The National League record was set back in 2010 by the Arizona Diamondbacks of 1,529. That means the Padres are three away from tying the Diamondbacks for the National League all-time record for kind of a dubious record, to be honest with you. I mean, if I'm Johnny Washington hitting coach, I'm not going to put this on my resume, I can tell you that. And I was joking last week, you start getting close to this record, you better start bunting a lot. And don't bunt with two strikes because you're fouled off, it counts as a strikeout. Now, here's the all-time record. The Major League all-time record for most strikeouts in a season is in 2013 by the Houston Astros, 1,535. 1,535. Right now, the Padres are nine strikeouts away from tying the all-time record for most strikeouts in a season. In 10, they'll become the new record holder. Ouch. I knew it was a bad year. I knew there were a lot of swings and misses, but I didn't know they were going to be an all-time record set by the Padres for strikeouts in a season. That's not a record I want any part of, any way, shape, or form. And you know what? We can talk about the failures of this ball club. We can talk about this guy not doing that and that guy not doing that and this guy underperformed. There's a problem here. there's a problem here. And it's all about approach and philosophy of what you're trying to do at the plate. I'm seeing way too many hitters, in my opinion. And I've been around baseball a long time and worked with a lot of hitters and still work with a couple of hitters that are playing professional baseball right now when they're home during the off season. But I'm seeing a lot of open stances, and I'm seeing a lot of heavy back leg where they're trying to really jump off of that back leg a little bit to increase their power with the old launch angle. And you know what? Not all the guys on this team can hit with that style. And not only that, a lot of them have a hard time getting a ball on the outside part of the plate. They're trying to get their arms extended. Now, you strike out this much, you got a real issue, and you need to evaluate it throughout the whole course of your organization. And talking to professional scouts of other organizations, they told me a lot of this is being taught down in the Padre lower levels. And I would beg to differ. I don't think you can hit that way. Not everybody can hit that way. A very, very small percentage of baseball players. You have to have some talent. First of all, you got to be a good, solid, fundamental hitter to begin with. And then you can start toying with some of these other things on these launch angles. But if you're going to try to move up the ranks and just be a launch angle hitter, you're going to be probably working at Costco or someplace else down the road, because it's not going to be in your best interest. Okay, I want to get back to Girardi a little bit, because Girardi was on yesterday with Gwynn and Chris, and I like Joe Girardi. I like him because I think he's a good teacher. He knows the game inside and out. He caught forever, was a part of championship ball clubs, the player. He managed the Yankees to a world title. There's nothing, I don't think, not to like about Joe Girardi. You know, we heard earlier, and I mentioned The Athletic, Ken Rosenthal was talking about how if Madden gets bounced out in Chicago, that the Angels, after only 1 year, would maybe move on for Brad Ausmus. Is that because Brad Ausmus didn't do a good job, or is that because Joe Madden is that great? I don't know how great Madden is. I really don't. I don't have a great feel for Joe Madden like I do Bochy or a guy like Joe Girardi. You know, Madden does all these little cute things. You know, they get on the airplane in their pajamas, and they don't take batting practice, which I think is fine. I mean, I think Madden's right on with that. I mean, I think these guys, and I've talked about it on the program, these guys spend way too much time at the ballpark. You tell these guys, hey, tomorrow you show up at 5 o'clock, take a few swings in the cage, loosen up, we're playing at 7:10. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Now, if you go out and get beat 9-0, your general manager's looking out of the side of his face at you. The owner finds out, he's upset. Hey, why didn't Joe have those guys in there ready to play? That's a bunch of BS. You want a rested ball club. And some of the things that Madden does are kind of cool, but I don't know how much of a difference maker he is. I'd never look at Madden as being a great strategist. Not at all. You know, I look at Bochy. Bochy's greatest strength is players like playing for him, and there's nobody better in baseball, and there's nobody even close in baseball that can handle a pitching staff and a bullpen like Bruce Bochy. You saw it here in San Diego, and you saw it up there for many years with the San Francisco Giants. There's nobody even close. I mean, there's Hall of Fame managers, and he's going to be a Hall of Fame manager because, you know, winning three titles. And he got to the Padres, four division titles and a World Series appearance, and got beat by a great ball club in 98 by the New York Yankees. One of the greatest ball clubs that I saw in my lifetime was that 1998 Yankee team. In fact, I'll tell you the three teams that I think of when I think about the best teams I've ever seen in my lifetime. I think you got to go back and look at that 75 Reds team. They were awful good. They were good back-to-back years, 75 and 76. And then you take a look at the Yankee team in 98. And I'll be honest, that team last year of Boston, and I know they failed miserably this year, but that Boston team last year was as good a baseball team as I've seen. I mean, they could beat you in a variety of different ways. They could beat you with power. They could beat you with speed. They could beat you with defense. They could beat you with pitching. They had the bullpen when Kimbrel could actually get somebody out. I mean, they had a hell of a ball club last year. But Joe Girardi, for some reason, maybe because he's young, he's a kind of a tough guy, and he's a no-nonsense guy. I like guys like that. You need to have accountability. And if anything with Andy Green, I think Andy lost accountability with his players. I don't know if he couldn't get on Machado without Machado crying to the front office. I don't know. I'm not down there. If the Padres want me to be in the clubhouse, they'll invite me to be a member of the staff, and I don't think that's happening anytime soon. Because one thing about me when it comes to baseball, I'm going to give my opinion. And I'll give it to the owner. I'll give it to the general manager. I'll give it to anybody to listen. Because I want this ball club to win a damn world title before my days on earth are gone. And so everything I do is try to be in the best interest of the ball club. And hopefully they can get a good manager. But as far as Girardi, Girardi was on yesterday with Gwynn and Chris. And they wanted to gauge his interest in the Padre job. And here's what Big Joe Girardi had to say.
Oh, I think it's very attractive. I think you look at the young players that have, I don't know, in a sense, graduated and gotten to the big leagues, and the young players that are continuing to rise through their system, a number of pitchers, a number of middle infielders that you, that the Padres have. I think it's an exciting time to be a Padres fan, and I think there were a lot of people that would like this job.
Well, that's what he had to say about the job, and then they asked him about managing with involvement from the front office.
I think a lot more than when I was a player, a lot more when I started as a manager, but not a lot more than when I finished as a manager.
Okay.
On a fairly regular basis, I would talk to our analytical people and talk to them about what they saw, lineup construction, different types of lineups, maybe frustrated with our lineup at the time and how do we make it better. Those sort of things. So on a daily basis, I would want to pick their brain. You know, again, I've said that I love the analytics of the game. I love the math behind the game. So to me, it was always interesting to talk to a lot of the analytical people. So I think they should be involved because I think the information they have is really, really good. So to me, it has changed a lot.
Well, I think a big question we all have here in San Diego, Manny Machado, was he and Andy Green on the same page? I don't know. I don't know, but I know when he came out to batting practice the other day and he had that T-shirt that said, in Preller we trust, I kind of took that as a little bit of a shot Manny was taking at Andy Green. I don't know how you played that or saw that picture on Twitter, but you know, whoever gets this job is going to have to manage and work with guys like Machado and Hosmer and, you know, some of the veterans on this ball club, depending on who they bring in during the offseason. But here's Joe Girardi. Remember, he managed all those years in Yankees and had to go against Machado 19 times a year. Here's his thoughts on Manny Machado.
Well, unfortunately, I had to watch him compete against us for a long, long time. He was really good, right? And he was one of those guys that could beat your best, you know. A lot of times it was Mariano Rivera. He had some success off of Mo. He had some success off of different people. And there were times I got tired of seeing him come to the plate, to be honest. But I was always enamored at the plays that he could make defensively, some of the balls that he hit, and the type of player he was. And the other thing was he went to post every day. He played every day.
Yeah.
And I give him a lot of credit for that, because that takes a mental toughness and it's a mental grind, but he was there for his team every day.
Well, that was Joe Girardi on Manny Machado. When we come back, we're going to hear from Joe regarding the catcher situation here in San Diego. If you'd like to chime in, give me your opinion today, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Coach John Cantara, we're headed to 3 o'clock in the Gwynn and Chris program today right here on 97.3 The
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
I love the tunes on our show. Good stuff right there. We're going to 3 o'clock today. Time is 2:21. Hope everyone having a great day out there. Again, I'll be off tomorrow. I'll be in tomorrow night, though, 9 to 11 with Braden Soprano. We'll have the high school football show. Get you ready for another big weekend of high school football. And again, make sure you download our radio.com app. Tomorrow night, I mentioned it earlier, we got NFL football here on 97.3 The Fan. And then on our radio.com app, we've got the Navy midshipmen going against Memphis tomorrow night. Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, following NFL football on 97.3 The Fan, Braden and I will be on with the high school football show. Get you ready for a big Friday night. And again, we're going to be down at Hilltop. It'll be Bonita Vista and Hilltop Friday night, 7 o'clock on radio.com. When I last left you for that commercial break, I mentioned Joe Girardi yesterday with Gwen and Chris, and I heard this. I really liked it. I'm not sure how you're going to get this guy to swing the bat better. And I look at Austin Hedges right now, and we all know he's a great defensive catcher. Now, a year from now, I actually looked up his contract last night. A year from now, he'll be arbitration eligible. But right now, Austin Hedges this year, he's caught in 100 games. He has 308 at-bats. And going into tonight's ball game, he has a 79 average. 179 average. And then we got, Mejia, who's done a pretty good job swinging the bat, has a ways to go as a defensive catcher. But here's what Joe Girardi had to say. And again, this guy caught a long time in the big leagues. Here's what he had to say about the catching situation in San Diego.
Right. To me, I look at the catching situation and I think, okay, the first thing I'm going to think is how do we make Austin a better hitter? Because he is so good defensively and he saves so many runs. And then you look at Francisco and you say, well, how do we make him defensively better? Because I think it's a good situation to have two catchers that are always fresh and you get the most out of them physically, opposed to wearing him out, wearing the guy down by the month of August or September. And then when it really counts in the month of October, you're not getting much from him one way or the other. So to me, you focus on improving the strengths and you focus on getting them to work together to help each other get better. That's the other thing. You know, I think about my relationship with Jorge Posada when he was young and I was older. There was a competition between us that was healthy and friendly, but we made each other better because we picked each other's mind. And that's what I would want out of a couple catchers. I want them to complement each other instead of being, I want to play over you. That's okay, but it can't be to where it doesn't help the team.
Good stuff from Joe Girardi. And I'm going to tell you the thing that I like, and maybe I look at things a little bit different. I mean, when you're sitting in your car, and I said yesterday, I was listening to this interview when I was sitting in the parking lot of my dentist office, getting ready to go get my teeth cleaned yesterday. And, I'm listening to Girardi, and I'm listening and hanging on every word. And then, of course, I had the ability to come in today and, listen to it again. And anytime you listen to an interview a second time, that's why sometimes when we'll recycle interviews on a program, the second time you listen, you hear things you may have missed the first time. And that's why recycling, great interviews. Like we had Tiki Barber on yesterday. He was fantastic. And, again, you can go to our website at 973thefansd.com and hear that interview and all the interviews of all the guys throughout the course of the week. But when he's talking about Austin, when he's talking about Francisco, he's not calling these guys by their last name. Now, remember, he's been out of it now for a couple of years. I mean, his last year was 2017, and he's been working at the MLB Network. And believe me, the Padres aren't the number one, two, three, or four, or five story each and every night on the MLB Network when Joe Girardi's on. They were the number one story the day they signed Manny Machado. So, I just wonder how much time, Joe has really paid attention to the Padres. But I can tell by the way he's answering questions from Gwen and Chris yesterday, he's done some research. He's done his homework because he knows he wants an opportunity to come out and interview and possibly get this job. And again, I don't know how you fans feel. I mean, I take a vote here. You know, we took a vote yesterday kind of on the year Machado was having. And, you know, I gave him a B minus. And some of you were a little bit tougher graders. Others were real nice. I guess if he just showed up to work, he got an A for a few of our callers yesterday. But at the end of the day, why not Joe Girardi as a manager of the Padres? I like him better than I like Joe Maddon. I mean, Joe Maddon won the World Series there with the Cubs, and all that's great. And Maddon was on today, our sister station, 670 The Score, and talked about how he'd like to come back. And, you know, we'll see where it goes over the next 3 or 4 days. Boy, going into today, they lost 7 in a row. I mean, you talk about a team really going belly up. They've gone belly up. And Bruce Bochy, again, we don't know. I wish I could sit here and tell you that I know for a fact that Bruce Bochy wants to manage next year. I can't tell you that. Because as far as I know from, you know, just talking with Boch and hearing other things, Kim wants him to take a year off. That's his wife. She'd like him to take a year off. We'll see where that goes. If the Padres really want Bruce Bochy, would it be a good fit? Can you come home a second time and make it work? I don't know. You see coaches that go back to a job they had once upon a time where they had great success, and it never really seems to work out. So, you know, give me your thoughts on that. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Now, I want to go back to this morning because, you know, as you get older, you spend a little more time watching the news and wanting to know what's going on in the world. I mean, you know, I just don't watch SportsCenter morning, noon, or night. I like to watch, you know, the evening news and then watch the national news. And a guy that I'm a really big fan of, and I'm hoping someday I can meet him. I know he's from San Diego. He went to Madison High School, but is Major Garrett. He's been the White House correspondent for a long period of time. I know in the last year he's gotten a promotion, still on the trail there in Washington. But he was on with the boys this morning. He's a big-time Padre fan, having grown up in San Diego. And here's his take on Joe Girardi.
I am kind of partial to Joe Girardi. I know everyone's infatuated with Joe Maddon and his success with the Cubs. I wouldn't be displeased with that. I actually think Ron Washington did very well for the Texas Rangers and is a smart baseball mind. There are a lot of people out there. I just want the Padres and the front office to understand one of the things I believe happened with Andy Green is he did not command respect of his frontline most valuable financial players for whatever reason, and whoever comes in has to command their respect and has to impose accountability for things that are visibly unacceptable in professional baseball. Blunders that should not be made that are routine and also speak to a lack of focus. And that's everything from running out grounders to tagging runners when they're in front of you to chasing foul balls that are reachable, and essentially playing pitch by pitch with a level of attentiveness and attention to detail.
I think he wrapped it up pretty well there. I think a good job by Major Garrett from CBS on with the boys this morning. You know, you can tell the guy pays attention. I know I saw they had that nice article on him in the paper here a few weeks back, him and his daughter sitting at a Padres game. And, I mean, big Padres fan. He makes no bones about it. You know, he's waiting for the Padres just like me to get it going and win and win and win and win consistently. And then I look at the Dodgers. And it's hard for me not to look at the Dodgers because, you know, the Padres, what, 31 games back right now with the Dodgers? I mean, even if you cut that in half, you're still a wild card possibility, but you got to get some guys on the mound. We could bring in the greatest manager in the world. You got to have some arms. The position lineup of the Padres is going to end up working itself out in center field, second base, behind the plate. We know we got one of the most talented young players in all of baseball in Fernando Tatis Jr., and I just cross my fingers he can stay healthy. Machado's had a down year. I don't think his attitude the last month or so has been all that great. He's got to pick it up a little bit. Hosmer's had a good year, not a great year, and then you got to figure out what you're doing in those corner outfields. But it all starts with pitching. There's not a team that's won a World Series that hasn't had good starting pitching and a good quality bullpen. AJ's got a lot of work to do, and we're going to be here each and every day, Monday through Friday, 12 to 3, to talk about it throughout the course of the winter going into next baseball season. When we come back, I want to get your take. Who would you like to see be the manager of the Padres? Are you with me? Joe Girardi would be a great fit. Are you a Joe Maddon fan? You're a Bruce Bochy fan? And again, with Boch, I got a question mark because I don't know really if he plans on managing next year. Our phone number, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Final half hour coming around the corner. We'll also get the Hang of Star play of the day, and we'll have a crossover with Gwynn and Chris from Rovino the Foodery. Coach John Quintero, thanks for joining me right here on 97.3 The Fan. Ah, 2:36 the time. Hope you're having a great day out there. Been a very enjoyable show as always. Again, I'll be with you until the top of the hour, and then I'll send you out to Rovino the Foodery. Those guys, man, they're loving it down there. I think they want to broadcast for all winter down there. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, and the gang, they had a great time down there last night. They'll be down there in the East Village tonight as well. And we'll hopefully get them for a crossover today. If we can get them away from signing autographs from some of the fans down there prior to the talk show. Okay, we're going to open up the phone lines now, talk about this Padre managerial situation. I don't think that we can talk about it enough because this is going to be a huge hire. This is a huge hire. You cannot hire a rookie with training wheels this time around. You know, when they hired Andy Green, there was no problem hiring Andy Green. I mean, a lot of us didn't know who Andy Green was other than he'd been the bench coach over there for Chip Hale with the Arizona Diamondbacks, and Andy had done a really nice job managing a few years down in the minor leagues. But now you've got this number one farm system that everybody talks about. You got some pitching, not a lot of pitching. You got some arms, but you don't have a lot of pitchers. And I saw they shut down Quantrill, so now Paddock, Quantrill, and Andrés Muñoz shut down. You got to get more pitching, but you've got to hire a manager with experience. You just can't do it. I mean, if you're AJ Preller, you know that the heat is on you now. Once you fired Andy Green, the light in the room is focused on the forehead of the general manager, who really has had carte blanche here in San Diego. The owners have done everything he's asked, and they've eaten a ton of money. And now you got to go out and you got to hire a veteran manager and get the job done. And Joe Girardi wants the job. He's been out. He's fresh. He's enthusiastic. He's a good teacher. He's worked with catchers because he was a longtime catcher. You've got to have that great connection with your catcher and manager because the catcher on your ball club is the extension of the skipper. So, you know, he likes Austin Hedges, wants him to become a better hitter. He's got some ideas how he can do that. He knows Mejia is a better offensive player than a defensive player, but a guy like Joe Girardi could really help him. And he's won a world title as a player and as a manager. Your thoughts, 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. And I jokingly throw it out there. I'm still waiting for that one Aztec call today. Eric in San Diego, you're on with Coach John Quintero on 97.3 The Fan. How you doing today?
Hey, Coach. How's it going?
I'm doing very well. I'm trying to help the Padres hire a manager.
Yeah, I was actually your last caller yesterday, and my first choices were either Bochy if he decides or Maddon. And Girardi was my third because I like the fire because, you know, he got thrown out a lot. So he set up his players. But yesterday you told me to listen in at 4 o'clock. And when the coach tells me to do something, I listen.
Thank you.
And man, he had all the answers to every question I totally agreed with. And I'm like, wow, this guy really, really fits. And the enthusiasm and wanting to work with, you know, players and Hedges and, because I love Hedges' defense, but it's the bat that he struggles at. But, yeah, I feel like our last two managers were just way too laid back. Even their post-interviews, they were just boring. They just talked so much, and they were just so chill and calm. And us as Padre fans, it frustrated me because I'm like, are you not mad? Is this not bothering you that we're, you know, losing and that, you know, our numbers are still, you know, very similar, 90 plus losses and and nothing's changed, and we have better, and we're, and each year we're getting better and better players, and it's still the same result this year. And I think Girardi's fresh and enthusiasm, and I just love the fire that he brings. I'm not a Yankees fan, but I love to watch highlights and you know, things like that, and I just love how much fire he has. And that's one of the reasons why we loved Manny Machado so much when he came, because, you know, he's going to bring a fire and excitement, and I think Joe Girardi over Maddon and Bochy, and I love Bochy, but I think Joe Girardi kind of convinced me yesterday.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed, and, you know, I knew I'd be impressed by listening to the interview because I interviewed Joe here about 3 weeks ago. And, you know, I've watched him on the MLB Network, you know, watched him manage. I watched him here in San Diego. I'll tell you a guy that knows Girardi pretty well, and he kind of turned me on to Girardi when he was managing with Miami. It was Bob Scanlon. Bob and Girardi played together in Chicago, and Bob's always been a big Joe Girardi fan. He just said the guy brings it to the table each and every day. And so, you know, I've kind of followed Joe's career. I don't know him other than interviewing him on the radio, but I'm pretty impressed with his resume, to say the least. Eric, thanks so much for weighing in. I appreciate it. And thanks again for tuning into the interview yesterday.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. I appreciate that phone call. That opens up a line at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. Like I said early in the program today, if Joe Girardi's good enough to manage the New York Yankees for 10 years, I don't think he's gotten any dumber. I mean, why couldn't he be the manager of the San Diego Padres? Why would they not hire him? Why would they not hire him? Who do they want to hire? You know, when you fire a guy, you know who you want to hire. Okay, I mean, we're sitting here throwing out this name and that name. It's great for sports talk radio. I mean, this is like shooting fish in a barrel, okay? But at the end of the day, they know who they want to hire. But are they going to hire a rookie manager to entrust them with all this so-called talent we keep hearing about? I want to get your thoughts on that. 833-288-0973. Daryl in Solana Beach, you're next on with Coach John Quintero. Daryl, how are you today?
Good, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the call.
Sure. You know, I was thinking about this a lot yesterday, is that if Bruce Bochy called Preller and said, you know, I'd like to, or called the show and said I'd be interested in managing the Padres, everybody would be jump on board, in a heartbeat.
Right.
20 years ago, Bruce Bochy was a journeyman catcher that, had a decent major league career, but nothing spectacular. Went to the Padres minor leagues and managed in the minor leagues a little bit. And then they brought him up, and he did a great job. And Barajas is essentially has the same resume that Bochy did before he won his World Series.
I agree with that.
He's a catcher, and I like catchers as managers. I think they see the game differently than a lot of players do. And so I believe that Barajas is our best bet. I don't want Socha. He's, you know, and Bochy, I think, are both just too, you know, they're done. They've done their thing, and now it's time for them to go back and enjoy life a little bit. Barajas is, you know, at least 25 years younger, and he's got something left in the tank.
Okay, Daryl, let me ask you this. If you're AJ Preller and you've been here for 5 years, you've spent a lot of money trying to bring talent to this organization, you fire your guy that you hired. I mean, he was the one that fired Buddy Black, put in Pat Murphy. That was a complete disaster, in my opinion.
That was a disaster.
He brings in Andy Green. Andy, I think, early on did a good job. They obviously were not on the same page. Whatever happened behind closed doors, I have no idea. And I like Andy, okay? And I like AJ. I like both those guys. But at the end of the day, they didn't feel like they could work any longer with one another. If you're AJ Preller, knowing that, you know, you got this top farm system, people in the ownership are expecting you to compete in 2020 and 2021, can you hire a rookie major league manager, even though Barajas has done a hell of a job down in the minor leagues managing?
Well, I think Barajas far more and say, yes, some of these other guys that are young and have been good players, but don't have the managerial experience. Barajas is the exception to that rule. And again, some of these other managers have been fired. You know, Joe Girardi didn't leave New York on the best of terms.
No, but he was there for a decade, though. I mean, if we could hire a guy here in San Diego and he was a manager for 10 years, that would tell me he had pretty good success. Hey, Daryl, thanks for the call, buddy. Always appreciate it.
Okay, see you later.
Good stuff. He likes Rod Barajas. And, you know, there are some things. There are a lot of things, actually, to like about with Rod Barajas. The guy, number one, knows the players. He's won 3 division titles, won a PCL title with the Padres, and has been the bench coach. The players have great affection for him. Steve in North County, you're next up with Coach John Quintero on 97.3 The Fan. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Coach. It's good to hear.
Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate that.
Hey, Coach, a couple of things. It's funny. One was you were talking about Joe Girardi. I tried calling yesterday, but you got a little busy late in the afternoon. I am kind of a fan of a little bit more of a hard-nosed Joe Girardi. But then on the other aspect, it's funny. You're just talking about Rob Barajas, and you want to get a named manager in there because obviously A.J. Preller knows it's his butt if nothing doesn't happen next year. But one thing about Barajas is, you guys just mentioned about him having titles down in AAA and AA, but he is bilingual, and a lot of people don't try to take that into perspective, that how players can relate. And there's so many people that, you know, Dominican Republic and, you know, Hispanic that can relate better with somebody that's a bilingual manager. It's just a thought. What are your thoughts on that, Coach?
Well, I saw one of the things, and I think it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. If you don't speak, if you're on the manager and you don't speak Spanish, that's okay, but you got to have some guys on your staff that can. And you got to, you know what? The one thing that I would say about, you know, being a manager, you got to be able to connect with people. Hey, whether or not you can communicate with being bilingual, there's other ways to communicate. And you know what? These players, if they like you, they're going to work with you a little bit, but you got to get them on your side. At the end of the day, the thing that I want most, if I'm running a ball club or I'm coaching a team in any sport, I just want those guys, number one, to respect me. They don't have to like me, and they're probably not going to like me at certain parts of time. And I know there are going to be certain guys on the team that are probably never going to like me. But at the end of the day, I just want them to respect what we're trying to get done and play your ass off for me. And at the end of the day, that's all you can ask of any player and manager. If I can sit around after 162 games and drink a beer and say, man, my team busted their rear end for me all year long, then you know what? You're a winner. You may not necessarily win more than you lose that year because you might not have the talent, but I want guys busting their hump from the time they show up to the ballpark until they leave that clubhouse after the last out of the ball game.
Absolutely, Coach. And to follow up on that, I mean, it's been spoken before, but, you know, the veterans have to set the example. You know, if you have Machado or Hosmer just, you know, half-assing it down the baseline, you know, the younger players see that. And unfortunately, you know, they're going to notice it. And they want to see those veterans in those big multi-million-dollar contracts, see them giving 100 and 110%. Because if they're not, if I'm the coach, I'm telling them. I don't care.
Well, you got to get on them. You know what? You owe it to your ball club to get on. I don't care if it's Machado or Hosmer. Hey, you got to at least maybe not say anything in the dugout, but you may just say, hey, Eric, you know, you got to give us a little bit better effort, man. That didn't look good last night. And, you know, I kind of chide him into it a little bit. Hey, Steven, thanks for the call. Great call, great content. Really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Coach. Nice talking to you. Have a good day.
Look forward to hearing from you again. We go from one Steven in North County to Steven in San Diego. You're next up with Coach John Quintero on 97.3 The Fan. How are you today?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much. What's on your mind?
So I've been hearing you know, last couple of days say we don't want a rookie manager. You know, we want someone with experience. I agree with that, but, you know, I think there's two guys that have experience in Madden and Girardi that you like. Other than that, I don't want to be too scared of a rookie manager. You know, you look at maybe 3 of the top teams last couple of years, Alex Cora with the Red Sox, Dave Roberts with the Dodgers, and then Aaron Boone with the Yankees, all a lot of success with first-time managers. Want to get your thought on, who's the guy who you may be okay with giving the reins to as a first-time manager?
One of the guys that I would be very interested in the Padres talking to is Sandy Alomar Jr., who's a coach and has worked under Terry Francona for a number of years there in Cleveland. He came up once upon a time in the Padre organization, got traded to Cleveland, went on and, played about 20 years in the big leagues behind the plate. I would like the Padres to interview him, to be honest with you. I don't know Sandy. I remember watching him play. I remember watching his dad play and his brother play. But I think he would be a guy that I would like to see interviewed by the San Diego Padres. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, and are you scared? I mean, a lot of names that are coming up are like Loretta, Bert Chavez, Nevin. What guys are you trying to stay away from?
Yeah, I'd like to see Phil Nevin, and I'll let you go, Steven. I'd like to see Phil Nevin get an interview here. I'm not sure Phil would be the right guy for the job. I think he's a great baseball man. I'm surprised Phil hasn't gotten an opportunity to manage yet. But if Phil Nevin came in, you got to work with the front office. And Phil's a good old-school baseball guy, learned a lot under Bruce Bochy. You got a great pedigree. I don't know if that would be a good fit here. I could see Phil fitting in like in Kansas City. I think that would be a great place for him. Thanks again for that phone call. Let's get to our Hang a Star play of the day, and then we're going to get to that reset out there at Rovino the Foodery today.
What play separated the winners from the losers? It's time for the Hang a Star play of the day.
You can hang a star on that, baby!
The 97.3 The Fan.
He holds and he pitches. Swing, a long drive! Left center field! Way, way back there! Toward the wall! It's a grand slam! The Nationals lead! 6-4!
Play of the day on the John Cantara Show on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, that was courtesy of WJFK last night. They won the first game, the Nationals, over the Phillies. Then they came back, won the nightcap. It was a day-night doubleheader, and they wrapped up a wild card berth, though probably saving Davey Martinez's job there, and hopefully Manager Martinez is feeling a lot better, but I know a guy that's feeling good right now, and I know his partner is going to be feeling good, and his producer is going to be feeling good, because once again tonight, they're at Rovino the Foodery, and that's Tony Gwynn Jr. joining me right now. And gentlemen, and Tony, how you doing down there?
I'm good, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. We're trying to help the Padres hire Joe Girardi today on the talk show.
Everybody's trying to help the Padres, it seems like. Yeah. Joe came on yesterday, was very candid. Seems like he's pretty interested in the job if he gets an opportunity to interview for it. And I would say in his first impression, I think he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job. I listened to it. I was telling everybody I was on my way to the doctor's office, to the dentist. I had to get my teeth cleaned. I sat in the parking lot as long as I could to listen to his answers. And the thing that I took from that, and I knew he'd do a good job because I'd interviewed him about 3 weeks ago, and, he's a yeah. baseball guy. And the thing that I liked, I could tell he'd done some homework on the Padres by the way he talked with you guys.
Right. I think that was the thing that popped out to me too. Clearly, he had done his research in terms of this organization, the management, how the players had performed this year. And I know he's an MLB analyst on the network up in New Jersey there, but still, to have the kind of background that he spoke about yesterday was very impressive.
Hey, Tony, this is such a big hire for the Padres. Don't they have to go with a veteran?
I think so. I really believe that. And, I know I heard the last caller you took talked about, first-year managers and the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Red Sox. The difference is those teams were already set and ready to go. They just needed a leader to kind of get them over the hump, whereas the Padres, although they got some talent on this roster, there's still some moves that need to be made. There's still some developing that needs to happen. So you got to have a little bit of both in this next hire, and I'm not so sure that a guy with no experience, and this is just my opinion at least, that a guy with no experience is your best option.
Tony, I don't know if you saw the story. It came down about an hour ago, but it popped up on my phone from The Athletic. Ken Rosenthal was stating that if Joe Maddon were to get let go in Chicago, that the Angels, after only 1 year, might move on from Brad Ausmus. Your thoughts on that?
if that's true, I mean, that would have a ripple effect on, I think, what the Padres would want to do, right? Because I think Joe Maddon is going to be at least at the top, somewhere near the top of the list for any managerial spots open, especially here in San Diego, from what we've been reading, at least. But if that were to happen, that means Brad Ausmus is available, who could be a good fit here in San Diego, too. So, listen, that's the beauty of this situation for the Padres is they got options. And I think for the first time in my lifetime, at least, they're going to be more than just a few guys that want to take this job. And they're going to have a pick of the litter, so to speak.
Well, yeah, but they may have the pick of the litter, but they've got to move fairly quick because they're going to be some guys probably unemployed starting Monday morning.
No doubt. Which why I think it was another reason, aside from wanting to get started on looking at 2020 in that roster, they wanted to get a head start on picking a manager. I think that's also why AJ Preller did it.
Hey, you have a great show out there, Ravino the Foodery. Don't eat too much, and see you soon.
I'll do my best, Coach. You have a good day.
Hey, we're going to send it out here after the top of the hour update to Ravino the Foodery down there in the East Village. Adam Klug, great job today. Rich Herrera, remember, I'll be off tomorrow from our 12 to 3 show. I'll be in tomorrow night, 9 to 11. Be back on Friday. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye. Thanks for downloading the John Quintero Show on demand. And remember, you can always listen to my show as well as on-demand audio from Ben and Woods, Gwen and Chris, and other Intercom San Diego stations using the Radio.com app. Remember to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.